Let's welcome Jody Jenkins from Coldest Night of the Year, which is happening this Saturday. Good morning, Mr. Jenkins.
Yes, good morning, Sean. Good morning, Miriam. And I appreciate this opportunity, and you kind of alluded to it, Sean, but Miriam was nice enough to reach out to me via text message and invite me onto the program, and I know she hasn't been feeling well. And I think she even did it, if I recall, for the long weekend. She took the time to reach out, and, you know, I've said before, and I'll say it again, I've sent multiple texts to you, Sean, and nothing. So.
Oh, burn. And then you complain, Sean, that you're not included. Come on.
Jenkins, why are you bringing that up?
Well, I'm just pointing it out. I mean, I'm not trying to embarrass you. I'm not trying to pick on you. I'm just pointing it out. I could have the wrong number. I mean, I've only known you for 24 years, so it's possible I have the wrong number. But
yeah, I apologize. I've been busy.
Well, you're a city councilor here.
Well,
you're
no, radio station. but I'm packing for Costa Rica, okay?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's going to be hard at work this week, you know, Jenkins.
Okay, Jody, coldest night of the year. It's happening on Saturday. I was just on the website. Grace and staff, Ashley Vader and the crew, almost $4,000 raised. Then we have Wellsprings Quinny, Walk With Us team, Sandra Williams in at 3,400. And then David O'Neill, who's the candidate for the Liberal Party in the Bay of Quinte election that's happening next week. His team's in at close to 1,500. People are really coming through.
Oh, nice. I see he took our advice the last time I was on your program. We talked about candidates in the election. But, yeah, we're excited. The coldest night of the year happening this Saturday. Everything kicks off walk-wise around 5 o'clock. For those that don't know, this is a walk that happens to raise awareness for the hurting, the hungry, and the homeless across Canada. These are happening all over our country. The walk begins at 5 o'clock. Registration is at 4. We've got some great partners, great sponsors. Chilango's is going to be providing a nice little soup after the walk. It's a very simple walk to do and a great way to raise awareness. A 2.5 or a 5-kilometer walk. Bring your friends. Challenge your workplace. Challenge your school. It's family friendly, and we've had a great response. We actually are at the most teams we've ever had. I think we're closing in on, or we've eclipsed the most walkers we've ever had. And as always, we'll continue to see those funds come in as we get closer. I think we're 3 days away now. So,
the Grace Inn is the first homeless shelter of its kind, serving Belleville in the area. You got 21 bed spaces for men and women there. It's open every day of the year. And the goal this year is $75,000 with the coldest night of the year walk, and you're at almost 50%. So very successful campaign this year, Mr. Jenkins.
Yeah, we're proud of it. As we know, there's so many opportunities for people to give within our community, and we really do live in a community that continues to give above and beyond. So we're confident that we will come close to our goal. Hopefully we'll meet it. We've got a couple days, I guess, to get there, like I said. But again, Sean, if people go to CNOY.org, look up Belleville. Very, very simple to get involved. It's not difficult at all. And it's a couple hours on Saturday, and it's a great way to lend your support to a shelter that's doing so much. And I can't say enough about our team. I know that, Sean, you've toured the facility multiple times. You've been a great supporter. And our team does an amazing job. Like, I can't stress that enough.
And the walk, what is it, like 2-3 kilometers? Is that the deal?
Yeah, there's two options. You can do a 2.5K walk or a 5K walk. And we're going to be going, we have a different route this year. We are going to be going through the downtown core. So it's going to be a great opportunity to kind of bring awareness, and people are going to see us out there. You're going to see big groups walking through the downtown, and the city's been very supportive. And also, I mentioned this last time, but I'll say it again. The city did allow us to light up the bridge there, the footbridge, not the footbridge, but the bridge just down from City Hall. It's going to have the colors of CNOY, and we're proud to be living here in Belleville and being able to do this. So.
Yeah, and also on my way over here, you know, coming into work, I saw the bridge, and it was blue and yellow. I believe those are the colors, right?
It's already done then.
It looks fabulous. It really does. I had asked the mayor yesterday in a conversation if we could move quickly on this, and I noticed this morning that it's up.
Oh, you said move quickly on this. Okay, yeah. Right, okay. Gotcha.
All right. Well, thank you. Jody Jenkins, details this morning on the coldest night of the year. Walk, it's happening this Saturday already. They have close to 200 walkers, 53 teams, lots of volunteers, and you got 3 days to go to make a donation or get some people together for a nice walk on Saturday. Thank you for this. Anything else you'd like to get in, Mr. Jenkins?
Just maybe text me back when I send it back.
Thank you, Jody Jenkins. Appreciate it. Good luck on Saturday. I'll be thinking of you.
Yes, enjoy Costa Rica. I look forward to the multiple stories on Weekend Magazine when you return. So.